I think one of the things that Marcus has done is done a great job of improving, you know, and trying to understand what we're doing, drilling down on his techniques, you know, because, you know, the techniques and practice things, I mean, that you do, I mean, they're never gonna fail you if you keep doing them, and they're really important, I think, if you want to have a level of consistency that you need to be a really good player. And so I think he's done a really good job of that, and Al and Emmett have done a good job, you know, working with him and going. So I think of all the things, that's it. He has some, you know, innate skills that are really good, and he's highly competitive. He has a really good feel for the game, you know. I mean, and you know, some of those you can't coach, and he's got a good understanding and feeling of what's happening in the game, what they're doing, and all those things. So for a young guy, I think that's a real asset for him. You know, I think that's just going to get better and better the more he plays. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, he's been good. He's like I said, he's taking coaching. He's, you know, like I say, he's got a thirst to learn, you know, understand it, and you know, I think he's been, you know, I think of my game day, this guy competes. I mean, he competes, and you know, he'll do whatever you need done to try to win. Yeah, I think Russell Wilson is a guy that he reminds me the most of, and not only in his style, but I think his composure on the field reminds me a lot of Russell. Russell's very, very even keel, and, you know, reacts and responds to about anything that happens out there. And just from afar, again, that's kind of how I feel about Tyrod. I mean, I think he's done a great job of that. You know, and he's kind of goes unnoticed. I mean, his statistics would really be matching Philip Rivers. I mean, he's 100 quarterback rating. He's just under 70% in the completion thing. His touchdown to interception ratio is really good, and he can run. You know, I mean, so I think he's done a great job for him, and you get the feeling watching the players respond to him. So I mean, that's a huge asset. So I think he's going to be a really, really good player in this league. You know, and I think he's in a great system for what he does. No, I don't remember if I did, you know, but I mean, I was at Baltimore. I think one year in New York, we played him in preseason, you know, but I don't remember him specifically. So I've seen him enough, though. I think we put a collectively, coaches, players, a tremendous emphasis on taking advantage of your opportunities in it. You know, like a year ago, I can't remember the exact number, but I'm going to say between 17 and 20 opportunities we thought we had a year ago to make plays, and we didn't. So I think that, you know, sometimes you say, how are you going to create new ones? A lot of times it's taking advantage of the ones that are presented to you. So we tried to make an emphasis in OTAs of catching the ball, seeing the ball in, stripping the ball out, get the ball, and you know, we have the same numbers favor us. So the more people that go to the ball, the better opportunity we're going to have on tips and overthrows, or if the ball's on the ground via fumble. And I think, you know, we've tried to emphasize that in practice, tried to emphasize it in meetings. Any takeaway we get in practice, we show in the meeting the next day to the whole team, and you know, we just you know, which I believe. I mean, I think all things start with a thought first, and you gotta be thinking takeaways. You gotta see your opportunities, and I think the guys have done a good job of buying into that, and you know, really trying to keep ramping that up each and every practice we're out here.
Mm-hmm. Just in that short amount of time, too, what is the difference there?
Well, I think that, you know, in the league, I mean, I think there's a real fine line there between being successful and not being successful. And as, you know, we talked several weeks ago, I think, you know, the one thing you have to do is you really got to treat victory and defeat the same. And you got to look at what actually happened out there. And you got to pull some of that emotion away from it and say, all right, this is what we did good. This is what we didn't do well. These are the things we're going to have to keep working on and go forward. And you know, I think one of the real challenges is, and we talked to the guys about this, is you gotta believe that if I keep doing these things, I keep working at these things, eventually I'm going to get what I want. Hard to do when you don't get tangible results, but it's the only way you can get back to where you want to be. And so to me, that's one of the greatest things this group of guys has done. They've never blinked. They never flinched on how they were going to prepare, and quite honestly, since then they've upped that, you know. And it doesn't guarantee anything, but I think in the end, it's the only way you're going to be able to get some of the things that we all want.
Rather, you need to have no wavering at all.
Well, I think, you know, you got to decide what's important, and I think you got to talk to them about it. And you know, obviously, they got to believe in it. But we got some guys in there that keep everybody focused and keep everybody, going in the same direction. And, you know, it's so very easy to pull apart and, you know, do all those things. And, you know, you got to keep, you know, you kind of achieve what you emphasize, you know. And it's like, for me, the culture is the most important thing. You know, it's not the style and the structure and all that stuff. It's the way you do things day to day, and as long as you do those things right, I think in the end you got a fighting chance.